Today is April 12th, 2021. This is the last week of our current term of Indigenous Education 459, where we're studying Advanced Nuchanalth and Advanced Kwakwala. The topic of this week is harvesting, and we'll be playing a version of the game Go Fish that helps us practice different words for harvesting in Kwakwala and Nuchanalth. Let's talk about the Kwakwala word ale and the Nuchanalth word o-o-eh. In most dialects, o-o-eh is short, short, long, but in conservative Hadasit speech, it's short, 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 o-o-eh. This is an example of a Hadasit shortening. O-o-eh in Nuchanalth is a very important word that basically means harvesting, means going out and gathering a resource. Often it's about food, but as far as I understand it, it doesn't have to be about food. As far as I know, Kwakwala does not have a word like that. When we were working on this the other day with Diana, and I asked, how would you speak in the most general sense of going out to look for a resource? She wanted to use the word ale, which means looking for it. Of course, Nuchanalth also has a word for looking for it, which is utnah, and we can use this to talk about resources. In fact, one of the ways that people talk about gathering resources for food is ha'umnah. Ha'umnah literally means looking for food, and it can mean harvesting food. But the more common word that is used in Nuchanalth is o-o-eh. Our next practice is going to be using these basic sentences to talk about, to practice talking about harvesting. What are you harvesting? And several possible answers. I'm harvesting herring eggs. I'm looking for salmon berries. I need spring salmon. And these are some of the ways we can make sentences with these words. So, starting with Kwakwala, I'm going to suggest that we start with the sentence Masis ale sawaos. Masis ale sawaos. To which the simplest answer is ale and tlach. For example, ale and tlach kamzak. Ale and tlach satsam. In Nuchanalth, the word o-o-eh is what we call a suffix verb, which means that o in it is just a placeholder. And we can replace that with another root. For example, the root aqi, meaning what? A-aqih. What are you harvesting? What are you going after? In Barkly Sound dialect, a-aqih-hak. A-aqih-hak. We just had a question about the suffix verb "-ih", that we hear in "-o-o-ih". The question was, is it a reduplicating suffix? And the answer is yes, it is. So for example, going after sea urchins is "-tut-tut-tseh". "-tut-tut-tseh". Notice that we reduplicate the stem. But the basic meaning of "-ih" is something like trying to do, trying to get, trying to do. I sometimes translate it as harvesting, but I just as often translate it as going after. It means you're trying to get something and you might not succeed, right? In some analyses, it happens to be the same suffix that we hear in hoh taksheh, which is the word we usually use for learning. Hoh taksheh, in this analysis means trying to learn things. And that's the connection between hoh taksheh and o-o-eh, if that analysis is correct. Now in Nuchanalth, if we want to say something like, I am trying to get spring salmon, I am harvesting spring salmon, we might say o-o-ehs soha in Central Northern, or o-o-ehah soha in Barkly Sound. But those are just the most basic sentences we can use. using the most general harvesting verbs, which are ale in Kwakwala and ooeh in Nuchanoth. So we just heard a couple other examples of adding the suffix verb ieh to different stems. One is susu ieh in Tom's pronunciation, susu ieh for going after spring salmon, and mumukweh for hunting deer, mumukweh. So notice that this doesn't work with all words, and sometimes the stem that is used is significantly different from the independent form of that word. The stem muk is significantly different from the independent word muach, for example. Now we're going to look at some more specific harvesting words for getting particular kinds of resources. And a complete list of these would be quite long. I don't think I've gathered all these words yet. But these are some of the most important Kwakwala words for harvesting. So we have hanatla for hunting, that is hunting animals, hanatla. Kitla, fishing with a net. Kita, fishing with a rod. Takala, harvesting ulikans, which is an important industry on the inner coast. Dzikya, for digging clams. Aneka, for gathering firewood. Sunka, for pulling cedar bark. Humsa, for picking fruits, including berries and crab apples. Crab apples are the main non-berry type of fruit. In English, we talk about crab apples as fruit and berries as a different category, but in Nuchanoth, at least, they would all fall under the category of chumas, as far as I understand. And last, lapa, which is for digging up roots. And I asked Diana the other day, would this only be for roots that we eat or also for roots that we use for other things? And she seemed to think that we could use lapa for digging up anything that we're going to use, even whether we're going to eat it or not. Here now is a non-exhaustive list of some of the more important Nuchanoth harvesting words that are still used today. We've already talked about cheats, tsiltsia, tatltaya, and tlitklitka, which are different kinds of fishing. In addition, we have chatyach, which is picking fruits. So this is the Nuchanoth version of the Kwakwala word hamsa. Chita, which is digging clams. Achyap, which is gathering firewood. And sahas, which is pulling cedar bark. I think it's very important to understand that these resources are so fundamental to day-to-day life and year-to-year life that each one of them has a specific word for gathering it. We have a question about the Nuchanoth word atsyu. The complete form is atsitl, atsyu. I understand this to mean go out on the water to harvest sea animals, which could be fish or mammals. So it includes sealing, whaling, fishing. That's all. Actually, it probably wouldn't include whaling because whaling has a very specific set of terms. But I believe atsyu can include fishing and sealing. Tom, do you have anything to add about atsyu? I just posted in the chat three more Nuchanoth harvesting words that I would like to use in the game that we're going to play, but because they're remembered by so few people, I am staying away from them for now. But these might be among the words that we want to bring back. So these are tikwa, which is a special word for digging roots and other things that we dig out of the ground to use. Yashmuth is a specific word for hunting seals. And hahechi was a word that I'd previously known only from Sapir and Swadesh and Dittidot for harvesting shore foods. In Nuchanoth, it seems to have meant specifically harvesting chitons, that is ha'ishtup. In Dittidot, the word is che'ich, and it refers to harvesting any shore food, so including mussels, and gooseneck barnacles and so on. But I'd never found a modern speaker remembered it until Bev just mentioned this morning that she heard Levi use hahecha. So we will follow that up and it's possible that we will eventually add some or all of these words to our harvesting game. But for now, we're going to restrict ourselves to the harvesting words that I listed without an asterisk. Juch, aha kahuna. That's all I have for now.